7 and 8. Psalm 36, 7 and 8. Psalm 36, verse 7 says, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings." Verse 8, "They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures." Today we are looking at the loving kindness of God. Loving kindness of God. And one thing that you need for your wholeness and fullness this year is loving kindness. And loving kindness is invariably used of God, so we understand that the God of wholeness is also the God of loving kindness. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24, we read that the Bible says, "Let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness." God say, if you are going to glory, glory in the understanding that I am the God that exercises loving kindness. And he went and he said, "Because in this I delight in exercising my loving kindness." Psalm 107 verse 43 also, Psalm 107 43, it says, "Whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord." He said, the ones that are wise will understand that God is a God of loving kindness. And so loving kindness is an essential and distinctive quality of our God. And the number 16, hence 2016, is scripturally symbolic of the loving kindness of God. John chapter 3 verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Amen. And scriptures speak of the multitude of God's loving kindnesses. In Isaiah chapter 63 verse 7. Isaiah 63 verse 7. It says, "I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord." And by the time you get to the end of that verse, it said, "which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses." David said in Psalm 25 verse 6, he said, "Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses. They are from, days of old." And it is interesting to note that loving kindnesses here, as it is written, is a 16-letter word. Therefore, in 2016, we can be sure of the blessings of God's loving kindness. And it is without question that there is a lot of hatred, a lot of wickedness, a lot of evil in the world that we live in today. There's a lot of oppression, around us today. But for those of us who are in Christ, we have nothing to fear. Romans 8:37 assures us that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Why? Because of him who loved us. Amen. And so by God's loving kindness, you shall be above every threat this year. In the name of Jesus. I say you will be above every threat. This year the Lord will strengthen the hedge of protection around you, around your family, around your possessions, and you shall not be a victim of wicked powers in the name of Jesus. In Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says, "He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love." That will be the testimony of somebody here. The loving kindness of God shall be the banner over your life. God is bringing us to the banqueting house. There he will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And according to his loving kindness, he will so much shield and cover us that the enemies will be paralyzed before us in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. Now, so what does loving kindness connote? Loving kindness means simply to bend or bow oneself, to incline, you know, oneself, hence to be gracious or merciful. And the Hebrew root word from which loving kindness was derived is hesed, H-E-S-E-D. And you find that being such an essential and distinctive quality of God, in the Old Testament, it is greatly magnified. It is highly extolled and gloried in so many of the, you know, Psalms. But you find that in the New Testament, the word loving kindness does not occur. But you find that it's, you know, equivalent such as, you know, mercy, goodness, kindness, love, you find them, you know, in the New Testament. And they are all derived from that root word, he said. In Matthew chapter 9, when Jesus was eating supper at Matthew's house, and some of his close followers were with him, and a lot of disreputable, you know, folks, you know, joined them. And then the Pharisees came in their characteristic self-righteousness. They saw Jesus, you know, hanging out with all these, you know, tax collectors, the sinners. And they were angry. They thought Jesus was being too cozy, you know, with crooks and riffraff. And so they began to ridicule him. And Jesus overheard them. And in his response, he said in Matthew chapter 9 verse 13, Matthew chapter 9 verse 7, he said to them, he said, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. You know what he was telling them? He said, you go and learn what loving kindness means. He said, I desire mercy. And that word mercy, as Jesus used it in that verse, is the equivalent of loving kindness. And it is from the same Hebrew root word he said. In fact, Jesus was quoting, you know, the book of Hosea chapter 6 verse 6 when he said that, you know, to the Pharisees. And so you find that God's loving kindness is an expression of a committed relationship. It is an expression of a committed relationship. Therefore, the children of God can be assured of God's loving kindness because it is enduring and unfailing. Amen? It is enduring and unfailing. And we have this assurance because God's loving kindness is associated with and reinforced by covenant. God says in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 10, Isaiah 54 verse 10, he says, for the mountains shall depart and all the hills will be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord. Amen. So we find that God's loving kindness is enduring and unfailing because, one, it is established and it is enforced by covenant. And that was why when God made the covenant with David, God said to David in Psalm 89 verse 33, he said to David, he said, because I have made this covenant with you, he said, concerning your seed, he said, nevertheless, my loving kindness, I will not utterly take away from him. He said, even when he messes up, he said, I will punish him, I will chastise him, but one thing you can be sure of is that I will never take away my loving kindness from him because I have established it by covenant and I will reinforce it by covenant. And we can also be assured of his loving kindness because God commands it. Amen? God commands it. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 42 verse 8, Psalm 42 verse 8, he said, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. What a promise. So, and you see, that verse is saying that that God will not merely, you know, give or bestow his loving kindness upon you, but that he's commanding it upon you. It is given by decree, which implies that nothing can possibly hinder it. Because whatever God commands comes into manifestation. Psalm 136 has the constant refrain for his, you know, loving kindness or for his mercy endures forever. Hence, regardless of the ups and downs of this year, regardless of the storms that will rage in this year, you have nothing to fear. You will not, you should not never despair, because the loving kindness of God will be available for you. Now, it is interesting to see, to note that that's Psalm 42 verse 8. It says that the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And daytime in this context refers to the morning. And we are in the morning of this year. As the Lord commands his loving kindness in your life, from the beginning of this year, you will sing songs of rejoicing all through the end of this year in the name of Jesus. So what can loving kindness, God's loving kindness, what can it offer you this year? First of all, we must understand that salvation and consecration are possible because of his loving kindness. According to 1 John chapter 4 verse 10, 1 John chapter 4 verse 10, the Bible tells us that God gave his only begotten son as propitiation for our sins because of his loving kindness. And in Jesus, you know, when he was talking in John chapter 15 verse 13, he says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. So we find that salvation is possible because of God's loving kindness. Because the Bible says that even when we were sinners, God, you know, Jesus, he died for us. Amen. Not because we merited it, not because of anything that we did. Amen. But because of his loving kindness, he, you know, paid the price for us. And but it, when you read Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3 also, the Bible says that the Lord has appeared of old to me saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. We had how it's important for us to draw closer to him. And that is talking about consecration. And God said, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. So your consecration will be possible by loving kindness. And this year, you will draw closer. By the loving kindness of God, God will draw you closer. In the name of Jesus. Number two, benefit of the God's loving kindness for us this year is that it will bring about fulfillment of prophecy. The prophecy, the word of God will come into performance because of his loving kindness. Amen. Because when you think about it, if God decides not to do anything, which court are you going to take him to? You know, so everything that he does, you know, out of for his loving kindness. Psalm 138 verse 2. Psalm 138 verse 2. He says, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. Why? He said, for you have magnified your word above all your name. That's the psalmist said, God, because you have magnified your word above your name, you have made sure that your word will not fail in my life because of your loving kindness. He said, I will praise you all the time. And the word of God will not fail for us this year in the name of Jesus. And I decree by word of prophecy that this year you shall succeed. Amen. You shall prosper. Amen. Throughout this year. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Number three benefit of what God's loving kindness for us this year is divine guidance. Divine guidance in the journey ahead of us in 2016 is assured through his loving kindness. Psalm 143 verse 8. Psalm 143 verse 8. It says, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk. For I lift up my soul to you. This year, through his loving kindness, the Lord will order your steps. And he will position you at the right place, at the right time, for your blessing, for your destiny to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. So by the loving kindness of God, God will guide you. It will lead you to still waters. It will lead you to green pastures in the mighty name of Jesus. Then another benefit we have of God's loving kindness for us this year is divine provisions. We are assured of divine care and provisions through his loving kindness. Psalm 36, you know, the text that we read, Psalm 36, 7 and 8, it tells you that. It said God, you know, will satisfy us with the fullness of his house because of his loving kindness. It said God will give us drink from the river of his pleasures. And this year, as you trust in the Lord, there will be no lack in your home. The Lord will daily load you with divine benefits. All your needs shall be met, and you will have more than enough in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you will have more than enough in the name of Jesus. God will meet you at the point of your needs. By his loving kindness, he will supply every need in your life. In the name of Jesus, it is your year of wholeness, and everything that you need to be whole, to be whole, God will release to you this year, in the name of Jesus. Then another benefit of God's loving kindness is divine healing. Psalm 119 verse 88. Psalm 119 verse 88. It says, revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. So because you say, God, revive me, quicken me according to your loving kindness. This year, by the loving kindness of God, you will overcome every infirmity in the name of Jesus. You and your loved ones shall eat the bread of healing and divine health throughout this year, and sickness and disease shall be far from you in the name of Jesus. Because God will make sure that you are revived, that you are quickened according to his loving kindness in the name of Jesus. Another benefit is deliverance and preservation. We have an assurance of victory over the cruel and wicked forces of the world through his loving kindness. In Psalm 17 verse 7, Psalm 17 verse 7, the Bible says, show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand. All you who save those who trust in you from those who rise up against them. It says, show your marvelous loving kindness. You that save those who trust in you from those that rise up against them. This year, the Lord will set his love upon you. Therefore, he will deliver you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 40 verse 11, it says, do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. By the loving kindness of God, you will be preserved this year. I say you will be preserved. Your bones will not be broken. The ground will not spill your blood. In the name of Jesus, he said he will keep you in your going out and in your coming in. By his loving kindness, the Lord will keep you in the name of Jesus. And in Psalm 88 verse 11, Psalm 88 verse 11, he says, shall your loving kindness, the psalmist was asking this question, he says, shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave? Or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? So in other words, we're saying, God, if you allow me to go to the grave, it will not be a testimony of your loving kindness. If you allow me to suffer destruction this year, God, it will not testify of your loving kindness. And so he was saying, he was challenging God. He said, God, if indeed you are exercising loving kindness to me, I will not go into an untimely grave. If indeed you are exercising loving kindness to me, I will not suffer destruction. And by his loving kindness this year, you will not die.
Amen.
You will live to declare the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. By his loving kindness, there shall be no violence around your borders. Wastage and destruction shall be far from your territory. In the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. And the last benefit of God's divine, God's loving kindness for us this year is answered prayers. Answered prayers. Psalm 119 verse 149. It says, hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Say, God, hear my voice. Incline your ear to me. Attend to my petition according to your loving kindness. This year, the Lord will hear your voice. And it will be your help. In the name of Jesus. Every petition that you bring before him, the Lord will answer. In the mighty name of Jesus. And it will answer speedily. It will answer by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, so what should be our response to God's loving kindness? What should be our response? First, a sense of God's loving kindness should strengthen our faith and promote our confidence in God. Amen? You know, like we said, it's unfailing, it is enduring. So as covenant children, you must understand that God's loving kindness will always be there for you. And so when, you know, the wind appears to be blowing contrary, when it appears, you know, that you have no help, remember the loving kindness of God. Let it strengthen your faith and let it promote your confidence in God. And that should be your, and because of that, it will be your anchor when, you know, you are down. David in Psalm 42, you know, remember in Psalm 42, there was a time he was down, he was depressed. You see, and it was even challenging his soul. He said, why are you cast down, my soul? And then he remembered God's loving kindness. And he said, I will yet praise him. I will still praise him because of the loving kindness of God. And so when things, you know, blow contrary to you, remember the loving kindness of God. The one that said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And let your faith be strengthened. Let your confidence in him, amen, you know, be strengthened at that time. So God's loving kindness should strengthen our faith and promote our confidence in him. Secondly, it should stimulate the spirit of worship. Amen? It should stimulate the spirit of worship. In Psalm 63 verse 3, the Bible says, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. So when you, every time you remember the loving kindness of God, the loving kindness with which he drew you closer, the loving kindness with which he saved you, the loving kindness with which he brought you out of the merry clay and set your feet upon the rock, you should, you know, have, you know, songs of praise, you know, for him. Every time you remember the loving kindness of God, every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you. Because I understand that it is by the loving kindness of God that I am waking up again another day. Every time you go out and you come back, and you go, you see, you and you hear the news and the day of evil reports, somehow, some way, you do not appear. You remember the loving kindness of God. The same route that you travel, that others travel, and there are no more. You travel it and nothing happens. And you come back rejoicing. You remember the loving kindness of God and you worship him. So it should stimulate the spirit of worship. And then third, our response to God's loving kindness should be obedience. In John chapter 15 verse 10, John chapter 15 verse 10, Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So Jesus was saying that if you want to abide in my love, then you must be obedient. You must live in obedience. And you find that the more we are occupied with God's loving kindness, the more we are careful about our obedience. You see, because the constraints of God's love and grace are more powerful to instill in us obedience than the terrors of the law. Amen? Because you find that, you know, people will do things more because they love you rather than because they fear you, because they are afraid of you. Amen? Because whenever you are not there, they will not do it. If they are only afraid of you, that you are going to destroy them, you are going to do something. And when you are not there, they will not do that thing. But when they love you, whether you are there or not, they will say, I cannot afford to do this to the one that loved me so much. And that was what happened with Joseph. Remember, the first time he said, Potiphar's wife said, I cannot do this to my master. That is, you know, and then remember, it was more of God's love, the love that God showed him. He said, I cannot do this against my God. And so the love of God constrains us to live a life of obedience more than the fear, you know, of the consequences of the law. And so when our response to God's loving kindness should be obedience. The number four response is that we should emulate God's loving kindness. We should emulate God's loving kindness. You see, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, God says that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of sound mind. And so showing unfailing love, showing mercy, showing kindness is a reflection of God's character. And therefore, he wants us to do the same. Amen. God intensely desires that we also show unfailing love, mercy, and kindness to others. And that's why he said in Hosea chapter 6 verse 6, he said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. The Bible tells us the story of, you know, David, you know, and Mephibosheth. David, a man after God's own heart, he demonstrated loving kindness of God in his dealings with Mephibosheth. Apostle Paul, in his first book to the Corinthians, Corinthian church, states that there are 16 distinct things about the quality of God's loving kindness that he wants us to emulate. 16 again. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 to 8, gives us a picture of what this looks like. It tells us the 16, list them there. It says, you know, the quality of the loving kindness that God wants you to emulate is that it suffers long. He said it suffers long. Remember, God demonstrated his love to us while we were sinners. Remember how long it took for you to finally submit. Some of us, we played very tough. Amen? We played very, very tough. That's why some of us, when you think about it, you say, if I knew I was going to end up in church, I would have gone into the church long time before now, before the time. But we are busy, you know, playing around. You see somebody, you see Christian coming, you say, SU is coming. You quickly run. You say, I don't want any part of this one. Amen. Who is laughing now? Amen. And we will be laughing, and God was watching. He was waiting. He suffered long. He waited all the things that we did to all the people that he sent to us. The way we treated them with disdain. The way we just, you know, God suffered long because he knew that, you know, one day you are going to work for him. Remember what Saul? Saul was persecuting Christians. And God was watching. But God, he suffered long until the day that he captured Saul. And he said, it is a chosen vessel. So the love that God wants us to demonstrate, he said, it should have that characteristic. It suffers long. It should be, he says, it is kind. It does not envy. It does not parade itself. You know, it does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity. It rejoices in truth. And he said, it bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. And it never fails. Amen? It never fails. And I just wish that in this church that we will practice this kind of love this year. The love that never fails. So that means in spite of what the other person does to you, you still keep loving them. Whether they greet you or not. Whether they, you know, acknowledge, you know, your greeting. Whether they don't, you keep loving them because you are loving them with the love of God. And as you do that, you find that the loving kindness of God, you know, will be abounding more and more in your life. Because the Bible says that blessed are those who are merciful because they shall receive mercy also. And so God wants us to, you know, emulate his loving kindness, you know, and he gives us the different characteristics of this loving kindness so that we are not left in doubt. And our fifth response to God's loving kindness this year is that it should be our plea in prayer and the basis of every petition that we make to God. Psalm 69 verse 16, he said, hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies. The psalmist plead for deliverance. In Psalm 25, you find that as you read down in that Psalm 25, you find that it is anchored to God's loving kindness. After making his plea, the psalmist said, when by the time he gets to verse 6 of Psalm 25, he said, remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses. In Mark chapter 10, the story of Bartimaeus, Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52, Bartimaeus' petition was granted by entreating the Lord's loving kindness. When he approaches and said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy. He was saying, have mercy on me. That was all he was crying. And he stopped Jesus in his tracks. And that is why I know that as you entreat the loving kindness of God this year, it shall come to pass that before you call, God will attend to you. And every request that you bring to the Lord, he will hear and he will answer by fire. In the name of Jesus. As you entreat his loving kindness this year, you will not be put to shame. You will not be disappointed. In the name of Jesus. Let's rise to our feet as we pray to the God of loving kindness today. The loving kindness of God towards his people is centered in Christ. 1 John chapter 4, 9 says, in this the love of God was manifested towards us, that he sent his only begotten son. And so without a relationship with Christ, you cannot really experience the loving kindness of God. I believe there are no new faces here today. But if there's anyone here who wants to rededicate themselves, maybe you feel that you have strayed, you have an opportunity today. If there's anyone like that, hey, just lift up your right hand as we pray this prayer of rededication. Before we go into the prayer, we thank God for the grace of God that saved us. That grace will continue to keep us in the name of Jesus. You're going to lift your voice to the Lord this day and you're going to begin to thank Him. Say, Father, I thank you for your loving kindnesses that I have enjoyed from my mother's womb until now. It is because of His loving kindness that your pregnancy was not miscarried. It is because of His loving kindness that it was not terminated. It is because of His loving kindness that the womb that you did not become aborted in the womb of 2015. It is because of His loving kindness. Just thank Him for the loving kindnesses that you have enjoyed from the time that you were little, even until now. God has been seeing you through, and He has seen you through many things. He has been watching over you. He has been providing for you. Look at you. Some of us will not even have gone to school if not for the loving kindness of God. Some of us will not have made it through if not for the loving kindness of God. He has been faithful unto us. Let's thank Him. Thank Him. Father, I thank you for all the loving kindnesses that I've enjoyed in my life. I just return to you all the glory. Father, I know that I don't thank you enough, but today I am saying thank you. Thank you for the loving kindnesses you have bestowed on me. I want you to, in the same token, I want you to thank Him for your salvation. Thank Him for taking you out of the miry clay and the horrible pit of life. Thank Him, thank Him. When some of us see people whose lives have been devastated by alcohol, by drugs, and all that, we see them and we just wonder why can't these people make why can't they, transform their lives? This, the substance abuse is messing them up, and they still can, and they are so invested in it, there's no way. And sometimes we look at that and say, why can they not make a change? It will appear as if it's so easy, but it's the loving kindness of God. Some of us used to drink and we stopped it cold turkey. Some of us had all kinds of habits in the past, and we were able to kick those habits, to the bucket. And we never went back to that, to them, since God saved us. Oh, just give Him praise. Thank Him for the loving kindness of God, for salvation, for taking me out of the miry clay and the horrible pit of life. Thank you. Father, I thank you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. You are going to confess right now, because He said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but I have given you the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. Because God wants us to emulate loving kindness. So you are going to declare, you are going to confess with your mouth today. Say, I confess that I do not have the spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and sound mind. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and begin to confess it. I confess it today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do not have the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, of love, and sound mind. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have confessed. Now you are going to declare on the basis of that confession and say, Father, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Therefore, I cast out every spirit of fear, worry, and anxiety from my life in 2016. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and begin to cast them out. Spirit of fear, spirit of worry, Spirit of anxiety, I cast you out. I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, you have no place in my life. You have no place in my business. You have no place in my affairs. This year, because of the loving kindness of God, because perfect love cast out fear, and so therefore fear, you will not reign in my affairs. Worry, you will not reign. Anxiety, you will not feature in my life this year. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to call on the Lord today and say, Father, in this new season, I receive fresh grace to love God and to keep His commandments. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and begin to receive it. Daddy, I receive it. I receive fresh grace to keep your commandments. Because He said, if you want to abide in my law, you must keep my commandments. And say, Lord, I receive fresh grace today. Fresh grace to keep your commandments and to love God and to love you. Father, release fresh grace. Fresh grace. Fresh grace to live a life of obedience. In the name of Jesus, this year I shall live in obedience. I will obey your commandments. I will abide in your law. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are going to ask the Lord again. We are going to cry to Him and say, Father, I receive the grace to love others as you have loved me. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to pray. The grace to love others, to suffer long, to not be puffed up. The grace to love, to show that kind of love. Love that is not puffed up. Love that is not easily provoked. Love that suffers long. Love that bears all things. Love that believes all things. I receive the grace to love others as you have loved me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. You are going to cry out to me and say, Father, in this year, establish your banner of love over me, over my family, and over your church and this nation. In the name of Jesus, let's go ahead and ask the Lord to establish His banner of love. Father, establish your banner of love over me, Lord. Establish your banner of love over my family. Establish your banner of love over your church. In the name of Jesus, Daddy, establish your banner of love over ICCI. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah God, we are crying unto you today, God, that you will establish your banner of love over us. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to cry and say, Father, let your loving kindness be multiplied unto me and my family throughout this year and beyond. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to jump to Him. Father, multiply your loving kindness. Multiply your loving kindness unto me. Multiply your loving kindness unto me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jehovah God, I pray. Daddy, that you will multiply your loving kindness unto me and my family in this year and beyond. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to cry unto this, Lord, through your loving kindness, bless my life throughout this new year. In the name of Jesus, bless my life. Let me not lack any good thing. Through your loving kindness, according to your loving kindness, my Father, bless my life. Bless my life. Let me drink even from the river of your pleasures. In the name of Jesus, let me experience fullness in you according to your loving kindness this year. My Father, oh, bless my life throughout this year. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And lastly, you are going to pray before you make your own personal request. You are going to say, Father, through your loving kindness, I am established in righteousness, and oppression is far from me and my family in 2016. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and talk to the Lord. That according to your loving kindness, I am established
in righteousness. Oppression shall be far from me. Oppression shall be far from my family. We will not know any terror this year. In the name of Jesus, according to your loving kindness, I am established in righteousness. Oppression shall be far from me and my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Finally, you are going to make your own personal request, you know, unto the Lord. You are going to entreat his loving kindness.